Before we continue, one of the ways we keep all of our content for you, the listener, free of charge is our amazing sponsors, and today, Anchor is one of those sponsors. If you haven't heard about Anchor, it's the easiest way to make a podcast. Let me explain. It's free, there's creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcasts right from your phone or computer. Anchor is going to distribute your podcast for you so it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and everywhere podcasts are listened to, and you can even make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership. It's everything you need to make a podcast in one place. Download the free Anchor app or go to anchor.fm to get started.
What's up, After Buzzers? We are officially sinking into the ocean over here after such a heavy episode. Noah is fully in the throes of his Me Too accusation, which Sasa is a part of. So much going on with Whitney. We are covering all that and more, season 5, episode 9 of The Affair, right now.
I'm Maria Menounos, and you're tuned in to AfterBuzz TV, the ESPN of TV talk. Now, let the buzz
begin. Woo! What's up, everybody? Another episode of The Affair in the books. We are literally kind of reeling over here. Apologies for the delay. It was a longer episode, so we are sorry for getting started a little late. I thank y'all so much for joining. We have everybody up in chat, so we want to make sure y'all let us know what you thought of that episode, because we have a lot to say as well. As always, my girl, Allison Dean over here.
Hello, hello.
All the Allison information.
Yeah, I got all the Allison information. Yeah.
As like, per usual.
What is the Allison information?
I don't know. I just like to say that when it comes to you.
I was telling you throughout the entire episode how I felt like my stomach was just in a perpetual state of indigestion watching the episode. It was like just stress.
Just like
stress. Yeah, like cringy stress the entire episode.
Lots of stress for sure. Our boy Lim is out tonight. We will miss him, of course. I'm April Wissenhant. Like I said, we're in the chat. We have so much for y'all tonight. Of course, we're going to be talking about the whole episode. We also have our special segment of what not to do, and there's probably a lot not to do, as well as our predictions. So make sure to stay tuned for those. Overall, what you think?
I think I just keep thinking to myself, why is the show ending?
Right?
I honestly keep thinking that.
Yeah.
Because there's just so much that's happening that my mind is blown that there's only now 2 episodes after this.
Exactly. This episode leaves me feeling sad.
Yes!
Honestly, like, I know that's probably a weird thing to say, and I don't think I've ever said it about a show, because I do love this show, but I have a feeling of like actual sadness over me right now.
And do you think it's pertaining to the entirety of the show coming to an end, or is it as it relates to one of the storylines or many storylines?
Well, it's definitely as it relates to just what's happening right now. I think I've said in many, many after shows of ours that, like, you know, The Affair now is so different than what The Affair
started.
Was. Mm-hmm. And it's not that necessarily I have a preference, but I feel sad right now, because I am, I don't know if worried's the right word, but I'm a little worried that, like, is this what they were trying to give us with Noah's character the whole time? Like, were we perpetuating, you know, that he was this person the whole time? Is that what the wrap-up of his story is going to be? And that, overall, I'm taking the we're of course speaking about the show here, and I want to make sure that's always very obvious. We're not talking about, you know, how we actually feel about if these were real life scenarios. I'm thinking about the character that I've, you know, grown to know and love. Obviously, he's had a lot of hiccups, which we're going to talk about, but I'm like, it leaves me feeling sad.
Wish I could say, let's ask Sarah Treem right now.
Right.
Here she is, you know?
Why is this happening? Okay.
Yeah, I think, in my mind, I'd be really surprised if when they started out filming or started out with the storyline, if they thought that this was the, this is how
point
it would all end.
The story.
Yeah,
right.
I think it flowed as it, I don't know.
Yeah. Well, like we said,
we'll be sure to tweet her.
Yeah. What's happening? I don't necessarily think you're completely right. It's, I don't necessarily think that, like, that's where they began, and, like, you have to go with what is happening. You know, obviously, you know, the character of Allison is no longer on the show, so that was a very, very, very big part of his start. But I think Let's just get into the episode and we'll talk about it. Part one is Helen. And she, we start off immediately where we left off last episode with her getting this phone call from Petra Raines, where she is seemingly asking her some, you know, nonsensical questions, but then she obviously asks her about their marriage and how the divorce happened and things like that. When she walks in to talk to Noah, she does flat out ask him, is this turning into like a Me Too movement for right. you? And he says no. Why do you think he said no to her in that instance?
I think he was probably in a state of feeling shame, feeling scared, feeling uncertain of what really was coming around the corner.
Yeah.
Especially because obviously he had preemptive conversations with the attorney and with his publisher, and so perhaps he felt as though things were more contained than they really were, or he didn't understand the
severity
of what this article I think was going to present. Mm-hmm. And I think he's at a point with Helen where I think he just doesn't want anything negative anymore. Mm-hmm. He just wants to be in like a really copacetic, loving state again. I really truly believe that. And so his natural defense would to be to brush it off.
Right.
And say no.
Exactly. I thought, you know, even when she asked him, like, is this why you came over? Because you knew that she was going to call. I actually, you know, I'm sure it had a little bit to do with it, but no, I think like that's what Noah, you know, Gottlieb did tell him, you need to tell your family. You need to make sure everyone's aware of what's happening. But I think also Helen, especially at this point, is kind of his safe space. That's why, like, he spends the night there and wakes up and makes breakfast for everyone. Because, you know, at first I didn't think that that was weird. And then I'm like, oh, wait, he's not supposed to spend the night there. They're not together. He's supposed to go to his own house.
Right. Which we haven't seen this whole season.
Exactly. But, like, because it was like a tree house, which I kind of loved, but whatever. And, you know, I think that he feels safe with her, and that he kind of knows Helen, as we see kind of throughout the episode, obviously has always been there to protect him. And granted, he's protected her in the ultimate way.
Yeah.
But she has been a long-standing safe space for him. And so I think that kind of like makes him feel good, I guess.
I think in his mind, especially with the stories that are coming out, mm-hmm. and many of them are seemingly untrue, or they've been
twisted
in a very significant way. I think, again, in his mind, it's like, no, mm-hmm. this isn't a Me Too thing, because I didn't do it. Right. And so, you know, I think that's a component of it is,
yeah,
he did things and it's coming to the surface. It's bubbling up in a really twisted way. Mm-hmm. I think the piece that's, like, going to scar me right now is how it ended with his daughter.
Yeah. I can't even think of, like, whoa, my mind is a little blown over that. Kellen goes to school, and this is, you know, a big thing. This is how she ultimately discovers that he was not telling her the full truth, let's say.
But he was suspect.
But I think you're good. What you made a good point in saying maybe he didn't think that it was going to be what it was. I actually don't think that he knew, because he knew that, like, okay, Eden had said this stuff, Audrey had said this stuff, but, you know, the Vanity Fair article is released and it says that six women.
Yeah, who are the six women?
Who knows? I tried to think even while we were watching, like,
yeah, me too.
Could it be the girl from the first season or the second season when he and Allison were, like, on that break that he banged after they went, oh, and then the teacher, and then Eden, Audrey, the teacher, the script supervisor girl.
Yeah.
And three of them wanted to remain anonymous, but...
Oh, yeah, that's true.
So, right. Helen, you know, kind of finds out that this is a big thing in the wrong way.
Oh,
which,
yeah,
is, like, terrible. You know, moms in the car line staring at you, whatever, somebody coming up to you talking about crisis management. And then Noah reads this in the car, And it's obviously, you know, it's a big thing. It's not a small thing. And I have to remember, I'm like, why is this such a big deal? Oh, because he has another book and because he has a movie. It's not like he is some small person. You know, you don't think often of like authors being these major, huge celebs. But at this point, Noah is. Noah is like George R. R. Martin,
which is funny because he has like no money, right?
Exactly. He's like, poor AF.
He's trying to figure out how to pay for things. Yeah. So, I mean, he's definitely no George R. R. Martin.
No. It's a weird juxtaposition, but I mean, like, it's in the form of being a famous author.
Yeah. Who has, like, a broke famous AF author, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Obviously, she's upset, but what makes her even more upset is when she got fired. Were you surprised that they called her and fired her immediately?
No, based on what we saw that happened in the office during the interview.
Yeah.
The shallow kind of, I don't know, your typical yucky LA typical BS stuff that was presented. I was surprised just because obviously the owner of the company expressed how impressed she was with Helen's caliber of work, right? And so to not even give Helen a chance and to, I don't know. I mean, I guess the way that this woman was looking at it is it would be potential bad publicity for her firm. That's really what it was.
Exactly. And it sucks that like the reverse of that happens because this is a female-led company and
I was
hoping that like, okay, because, you know,
don't punish the, yeah, right.
At some point you have to look out for yourself, which is what I don't remember the owner's name, but the owner was doing. She was looking out for herself and for her company, but it's like, oh, can we at least not have the hope that, like, it's clearly not on her.
Right.
Also, let's not forget that they haven't been married for, like, 10 years.
I know. The whole thing was not good.
And she's not even going by that name. She's going by Helen Butler.
I know!
And they've been calling her Helen Butler all season, and then all of a sudden they're like, oh, hi, Mrs. Soloway.
Right!
Like, come on.
Right, I'm with help. You. 100%.
So it made me really upset, but it also, of course, it makes me more upset for Helen, because just like she says, she's been working for this for so long.
In my mind, too, I thought, okay, writing was on the wall from the get-go, and you just need to start your own firm and call it a day.
I mean,
that's at least what I was thinking, because I was just like, you know what, better to not even associate yourself with these people that are gonna not even give you any support or a chance or anything
right
at the very beginning. Do not help these people in any way,
yeah,
because your talent is so valuable that you can do your own thing.
They don't deserve your talent.
Exactly.
I want to talk about the car ride. They go, you know, they're going, they're in the car picking Trevor up from school. He's got into a fight.
Now, oh, yeah. Stacey's,
a fire is going on in LA, which is a very real thing. It's almost like they were, the Woolsey fire was actually happening, I think, around the time that they would have been filming here, which is, of course, a devastating fire all throughout Woodland Hills and Malibu, if you're familiar with that. And it's something that we go through often. So I thought that was kind of an interesting little tidbit because it looked like actual real footage.
Yeah.
But anyway, so they're in the car going to get the kids, and they have, to me, what was one of my favorite parts of the episode. I found myself needing some favorite parts of the episode tonight. Not that it wasn't great, but, you know, like I said, it made me sad. This part made me, I was like, okay, this is interesting.
Yeah.
They're, you know, talking about, because what we need to remember overall is that not all of these things that they are saying happened, but, like, we can't take away how certain things may have made them feel. Like, he was the girl's teacher, and he was Eden's boss, and he was whatever. But how, you know, Helen, being very Helen, is like, how did you even get yourself into this? He's like, well, you got me drunk. And I thought when he said that, I was like, oh, she's going to smack him.
Yeah, I would have
smacked him right there.
Yeah.
But, you know, and of course, we like gasped whenever he said this line, but the line where he says, he's like, I don't want to, she's like, why don't you just apologize? I don't get it. Because that's what so many people do today. They just come forward and they say, I'm so sorry.
If I said anything or didn't,
And it does kind of erase stuff quicker than just fighting back against it, which is a problem in and of itself. But whatever. That's for a conversation for another day. But he says, you know, I already took responsibility once for a crime that I didn't commit.
You and I both.
I don't want to do it again.
Wow!
Yeah. And I get, because even, like, thinking about it from the outside perspective, I'm like, okay, your publicist is telling you that you just need to apologize. Your agent's telling you to apologize. Your publisher is saying they're going to add this morality clause and may even drop your book. All this stuff. Like, just handle it. That's sad, and that's probably not the best thing to do, but look, just, and he, but Noah feels like it's admitting guilt from him, and
right.
He truly, at this point anyway, does not feel that he's done anything wrong. He has been on the train of making excuses, because we look at Eden, she's the kind of shining star of not telling the full truth in this instance. So we look
any of the truth.
Right. So we look at that and we say, well, she's not. He should fight against that.
Yeah.
But then you have these other stories.
Well, really, the only one, in my opinion, that has any legs is the script supervisor.
Yeah.
That's the only one that we saw a 100 happen, and that should not have happened. And that was blowback, obviously, because Noah was being reactionary toward Helen and Sasha Mann together.
Right.
Not to say that that was in any way acceptable, because it was for sure not.
So, obviously,
like,
yeah.
I'd say psychological mishap there on Noah's part. But I'm in the case of the student, she even admitted on the plane with Whitney, yeah, I realize, you know, well, it's my own demons, and I know other people had said, like, whatever. She was basically, I said to you, I was like, I hope this is being recorded somehow.
I know.
I thought that, like, parts of that conversation,
I was like, this is redeeming for him.
Yeah, truly. Yeah. So really, but the script supervisor, and he can't come back from that one, because that for sure happened, and that for sure he was... He did all the wrong things there.
Exactly.
And needs to apologize profusely for that.
Exactly. But I think that, like, what even Helen kind of thinks is, she's like, and she said it multiple times, it doesn't necessarily matter what happens sometimes, it matters how you made these people feel. But because Eden is making these things up, and she was the aggressor in the situation, according to what we saw.
Right.
That's why it seems like it makes it so much more not fair for him.
Right.
And that's the one that he knows of. The rest of these, he knew about the Audrey girl, what she was saying, but she wasn't even accusing him of, like, you know, trying to sleep or forcing him to sleep, her to sleep with him. She's accusing him of basically, like, psychological, sexual
warfare.
Yeah,
psychological warfare. Right.
But... So that's even, which we will touch on that part, because that was such a heavy moment of the episode there, and Sarah Ramos did, like, whoa.
She crushed it.
Amazing with that scene. But we see, you know, that Noah gets this phone call. They're changing Descent. They're changing the name of Descent. They're offering him a buyout to take his name off of the writing credits. And the look on his face, obviously, is pure
defeat.
He's crushed. So this is where I personally start going, okay, so what are we doing this for? Not what are we doing this for, and this is, I also need to remind again, we're just talking about the show. We're not talking about people's actual experiences in outside of life. Like, I'm like, where are we going with this as a show? Like, are we just going to ruin him?
I was like, please tell me. Pick me. I think this is priming us for Helen to sweep in, because, you know, at the end of the episode...
But then they make it look, like, pathetic, quote-unquote, when Helen sweeps in.
Well, no, I think Helen's going to get to a point, though, because as she was watching the Busy Phillips show and seeing how Eden was speaking, and then realizing that Sasha Mann took things that Helen said out of context as it related to the relationship, and just all these things have become misconstrued... Helen doesn't like the fact that something that she said was taken out of context, right?
Right.
She also doesn't like how Eden said some things about Helen that were not true, right?
Right?
So I think that was an issue. So I think Helen wants to come in and say, I'm hearing what everyone's saying, but I saw firsthand this is what actually happened, and I'm going to speak on behalf of my ex-husband, because it seems that there needs to be a woman to come in here and perhaps defend his true character. That's not to say that he has made transgressions. He has. But... he's a different man today, after you apologize to the script supervisor.
Right.
And he's doing his best, or whatever. I think it's getting us ready to see something from Helen, to really kind of save the day, right? He saved the day for her. He went to prison for her. So I think that now it's maybe coming full circle a bit. Helen, what are you going to do to help save this guy?
Yeah.
And it's going to have to come from her, and it may even perhaps come from Whitney on some level.
Well, see, normally you always make me feel better about things, but that didn't work.
Oh, really?
I just think that because... the whole episode was about this. And now you see this moment with, obviously, we'll get to it, but with Whitney and where she's bringing up this, I'm like, at first I was like, okay, they're doing this so that Helen can redeem him and whatever. And especially when they see the interview, but like with the moment when Stacey walks into Sasha's bedroom with the story and is reading the story of the script supervisor, you really start to think. That's why I was like, ooh, I don't want this to happen to my mind. I really started to think. I was like, well, dear God.
Are they going to kill him? Is that what you're thinking?
No. But I'm like, I think they're just, I think this is his story, that he's like a douchebag and that he did all these terrible things. Because I started to think, I was like, wow, okay, we can say the, you know, we can excuse away, which is what he is doing in a lot of ways. We can excuse away the Audrey thing because he had some very inappropriate conversations with her at a dinner table full of people, though. And I even was thinking about that. If we go back to that conversation that they were having where he, you know, talks about maybe women don't, they like sex without full consent and whatever. This was, they were at this dinner with the French professor, and it was supposed to be, you know, everybody just say whatever, and we're basing it off of some text that
right,
they were reading.
Right.
And he did have the moment where he was definitely way too harsh with her, but we can excuse that away because we're like, he just got out of prison. He, this. She it was expecting something more and couldn't take his criticism
right.
well. Right. Obviously, he could have said it different, but he didn't. And that's not any, you know, it did very much so affect her, which we'll talk about. But, like, whatever. We can excuse that away. Eden, she's not telling the truth,
gosh.
So we excuse that away.
Yeah.
But then, when his daughter is reading the story about the script supervisor, and she's like, I took him there. This was, you know, a couple weeks ago.
Right.
How do we excuse that away?
Oh, that's hard to excuse away.
Oh, because he was trying to do something to get back with Helen or to make Sasha look bad. Okay, sure. But, like, he still did this stuff. He still left a woman without her bra in the middle of a party that he didn't even know. Like, obviously, he wasn't picking up her feelings.
Oh, well, no, he knew that she liked him, like, deeply, I think.
Yeah.
He could pick up on that because he knew that he could manipulate her in that way. He knew that.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
I think hearing how upset Stacey was, that's what really affected me because I'm like, well, this is true.
Yeah.
That did happen.
100, yeah.
So how do we kind of excuse that away?
That you can't excuse away. That he has to face head on. That
right.
piece I think he has to face on because there's reality in that.
Right.
The other stuff, the stuff that actually he didn't do, yeah, I would defend that too. I mean, if someone accused me of something that I for sure did not do,
yeah.
I'd probably feel the same way. I gotta fight this.
Yeah.
But if it's something that I did do and I need to actually apologize for it or what have you, then you need to step up your game and also talk to your family about it too,
right?
Right?
Exactly.
I mean, your daughters. He needs to have a come to Jesus talk with his daughters.
Yeah, I don't know if he's going to be talking to the oldest one anymore. But when we see Eden on Busy Phillips and she's telling her side of the story, this is where things got real indigestion-y for me.
Ooh.
Because this is also the moment where, like, we definitely get confirmation that, you know, I wouldn't say Sasha's fully behind it because there is the point where I do kind of believe him about one thing. But Eden's telling the story and she's like, I didn't look for this. Someone came to me.
Yep. Suspect.
And we know that the Sasha's publicist is directly involved with Petra Raines,
yep.
who wrote the Vanity Fair article, of course. And she's saying all of this stuff. She's talking about, you know, we know that Eden is not telling the truth according to what we saw. And I think
according to what Helen saw.
Well, no, but I mean, Helen wasn't in the room with them. She doesn't know what happened in the privacy of his hotel room. But I'm saying, like,
but she saw that Eden was very much throwing herself at Noah. At any, like, the things that Helen did see, she
right.
saw that. And I remember Helen seeing that, too.
And, Maria Ayala in chat says, the show is showing how complex these issues are.
Oh, yeah.
They are, dear Lord, very complex.
Yes,
that's
they are.
Why we go so back and forth on them. But I did think something that Eden said, you know, was kind of important. But I also think there's the part of me that's like, I feel like she's doing this to kind of buzz herself
up,
to buzz her career up. But it's like, I don't want to, I'm also saying that and then being worried about saying it because I'm like, oh God, people are going to say, no, but she felt this way. So whatever, because she felt that he was coming on to her and, you know, we can't take away what she actually felt. But I do believe her when she said that this wasn't necessarily something that she, the part where she's like, I wasn't looking for this. Because at first I was all blame on Eden. I was like, you just want to be
like
Sasha's
she came
person.
Forth or, yeah.
You just want to be Sasha's person. You just want to do this. But at this point, I'm like, no, I think she legitimately was just approached and then she was like, whatever. But I do think that she's not telling the full truth.
Yeah.
Because of, you know, Helen told Sasha, I think they're sleeping together. I'm sure there was conversation had with Sasha, and so she's beefing things up a little bit because she knows exactly what it's going to do. I actually think that she may have been the person that Sasha was talking to on the phone whenever Helen walked in and was, and he literally was saying,
I thought that
okay, perfect, we'll get his, next we just got to get his name off the movie and then we'll be good to go. And so it's clear that Sasha has started all of this, but like they say later in the episode, all of these things, minus what Eden said, technically did happen. So he put it out there. It's not right that he put it out there, and obviously it's going to ruin things with him and Helen. Thank God. But he did put it out there.
Wait, what? But you just said all these things happened.
Except the only things that didn't happen are what Eden said. Everything else technically happened.
Oh.
Like the conversations that he had with Audrey.
Yeah.
The thing.
But I think the Eden stuff, though, is significant. So the fact that, like, that is a huge piece of the pie, especially because she is getting this publicity around it, right? Like, mm-hmm. she's someone that is going on talk shows and is talking about it. So I just hope that Helen has a redemption moment, because I don't think Helen likes what Eden said about her on the, you know, on that, whatever Eden said,
which
I don't think Helen
so
was behind.
Untrue.
And all of it. And Helen was a stay-at-home mom who didn't work. I was like, Helen busted her butt. She was running that store. She had her own, I mean, anyway.
Talk about piss me off.
Yeah.
I was like, that's gonna do it for sure.
But also, like, bashing women, right? You're trying to, like, lift women up, right? You're defending women, but now you're, like, bashing another woman. Like, right on television.
Which is a great point to what Maria said in chat. They're showing all these complexities, because here she is saying, you know, I felt this way. I didn't do this because of this. I quit my job because of this, this, this. And then, granted, they cut the statement short that Helen said. So maybe that was the publicist's fault.
Right.
Or maybe that was the interviewer's fault, played by Busy Phillips, which is such a cute little, I was like, oh my gosh, I didn't know she was going to be in this episode. That was amazing. But maybe it was their fault. They had this, he's a great father, please respect our privacy. Which obviously what she put out there was a whole lot more than
much
that.
Much more.
And would have made things different. So who knows whose actual fault that is. Whatever. So they are acting, oh, we're so shocked that this is all she said. But then Eden comes out with the, well, you know, I'm not really surprised. I'm like, wait, how are you going to sit there, just like you said, stand up for women? You're telling your story because of this, 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 and then you bash this woman. You're saying she's from a different generation.
Couldn't
she just doesn't understand. She's older.
Especially as a publicist.
She was a stay-at-home mom. I'm like, wait, so you're doing exactly what you say that you're standing up for.
Hypocritical.
So I was like,
Not okay.
I literally just got, like, fiery. And maybe it's because I'm wearing red tonight, but
maybe it is, April. Maybe it is.
It made me...
No, that was not okay.
Very unhappy.
Yeah.
But I did like the end of Helen's part whenever Noah calls and she's like, let's go, kids.
Yeah.
I need the car, because she obviously confronted him about it. And that's when he
was
like, well,
she's connecting the dots.
He's like, I did tell Petra, you know, what you told me. So
she's connecting all the dots, and she's a smart lady. So I think there's many things in the next two episodes that are going to rise to the surface. I think that there'll be a lot of repairs. I really do. There was a lot that happened in this episode. Mm-hmm. There was a lot of obviously heated things that happened in this episode. And I guess I'm just hoping that in the next two, there's going to be resolve and they're not going to kill Noah.
I don't think they're going to kill Noah. Dear God, I would hate that.
He's not going to fall off a mountain or something.
Right? I want to read in chat, Emily Bates asked, do you think that Sasha paid her? I'm guessing you're talking about, do we think that Sasha paid Eden? I don't even know if that's a great question, because if he did, I don't even know that he would have paid her, you know, like, with a check. But I'm sure that some promises could have been made with a career.
Yeah.
Sasha has his hands in this more than, you know, we guessed that he did, but, like, he is the catalyst for why all of this is happening. And why did he do that? Because he was jealous of Noah. And because he wanted the writing credit. And I loved when she's arguing with him and he's like, you don't understand how this business goes. It's like, yes, I do. You don't do that to somebody just because you don't want their name on there, just because you think that person is a D-bag.
You know what's interesting? What you just said, that what it made me think, what was talked about on the plane between Audrey and Whitney about, you know, how women... Or, you know, at least in her case, you know, you idolize these men and they can do anything. And, you know, you're just always trying to appease whatever it is to be more like them. Whatever, mm-hmm. you know, like, that was a very poignant statement.
Yeah.
But it's interesting because it's as though Sasha Mann, a man, was also sort of, he's idolizing Noah mm-hmm. on some level, right? And now mm-hmm. really punishing him for it, mm-hmm. right? So it's just this, it's an interesting paradox between the women that are coming forward, I think, and also how Sasha really is the man perhaps behind it all.
Yes. And literally,
I don't know.
Am
I
being,
I feel like maybe I'm not articulating this, but it's a weird paradox for me of what's happening.
You totally are, and I completely get it.
I was like, is chat going to say I'm nuts right now?
No. And I also think that that's what they were trying to do with Whitney's whole entire part, which let's get into.
Let's get into Whitney.
Last tidbit, though. I should have said this before about Helen. I think we tied the bow on Sierra, Priya, and Baby Eddie.
Yeah, April literally she said to me, okay, I think we're done with them now.
Yeah. I was like, bye. Bye, Sierra. Bye, Priya. That it was like, okay, well, this is how it should be. So, loved you so much.
I was impressed nice that I saw Priya and she was just, like, the happiest we've seen her.
Yes. I think we are done with our storylines.
I wasn't prepared for that.
And yeah. Good, because I need more of my peeps.
Yeah.
So, Whitney gets this call. She's at the airport trying to get back to L.A., gets this call from Furcat, or she finds out all the stuff about her dad. For some reason, she only answers Furcat's phone call.
Which I...
And goes to his house. Y'all are going to have to help us through this part because neither Allison nor I took very many notes while we were watching because we were so engrossed in everything that was happening. Because it was just so...
I couldn't believe it. I was watching and it was as though I was watching a train wreck happen.
Yeah.
Truly. Like, every piece of their conversation was contradicting what, like, the Whitney's reality about everything that went down between them, he was contradicting.
Well, because he very quickly realized what it could turn into.
Yeah!
And I even wrote in my notes, I was like, now this is a guy who deserves a Me Too.
That's what I was thinking!
Because, so when you said, like, the paradox between Noah and Sasha, that's what I think that they were trying to do here. Like, especially in this scene with Whitney and Furcat. So, it really all kind of starts once the girl comes up the stairs.
Oh, boy.
The model
oh
and whatever.
Boy. Yeah.
And she's like, why did you, you know, he makes the comment of like, oh, she's not worth this. I would never have wanted to use your body as just like a piece of art. That's what I used her for. I just manipulate her for my art. Yada, yada, yada. And this is where things take a turn because I think he started to realize, you know, they're talking about her dad, you know, being called out for sexual harassment. And then once he sees that, okay, she's having these thoughts in her mind,
yeah.
I think he needed to, like, vehemently deny them because it's like, that's what some men do. They say, like, this didn't happen. Because they even, and they're literally lying to your face, but they're like, that's just you turning something into something else. And that's one of the ways that they manipulate you.
I think for her, it was almost, almost doing a disservice to everything that had just happened with her dad because I think that conversation with Furcat made her question her father more and made her question, so if my father is saying he didn't do any of this, well, Furcat's lying to my face right now, so what's to say that my dad probably really did do all this? Although I'm not sure because then she had a very engaged conversation with Audrey on the plane where she started in defense mode. Mm-hmm. Why are you going to do this to my family? Why are you going to do this to my dad? You know, this could possibly be you. So it's interesting how, like, where her head is at, I think.
Right. Because she comes from this moment of being like, I don't think her head was at all in the space of like, oh, I'm going to go out and say things against Furcat because he's done this.
No, I don't think she would either.
Right. So that's where it's like, but she clearly
was thinking it.
No. I mean, after, but she clearly, what Audrey said made sense to her.
Yes.
But because of what she had just gone through, she has this conversation with Furcat where they're literally like, he says, no, I didn't. She's like, why did you hit me in Paris?
Right.
And he's like, oh, I didn't hit you. That you're just making, you know, you're turning this little thing into something else. And then he follows it up with, well, I was gonna offer you this job of curating my first show at the studio, but whatever. Oh, I didn't. What are you talking about? I'm not, or, but maybe now we should rethink it. What are you talking about? I didn't bang you in front of my friend get him off.
Like, yeah.
What? That didn't happen. You and I made love. And then whenever he says, and I think this is where you see, and it's a great thing that happens in her mind because it's like our mind is playing through it with her. Whenever he says, like, what are you talking about? you could have brought your fiance to the show. And because of her reaction when he's like, Mazel tov, congratulations, because I'm sure she thought, oh, he's not going to handle this well. You can tell she did. She was nervous to tell him.
Oh, yeah.
So then he uses that and turns it around to like, you could have brought your fiance.
Why didn't
you? I gave you a plus one.
Right.
You chose who you brought. Mm-hmm. You could have left. You could have walked away. Mm-hmm. And you see her mind going through like,
oh my God, oh my God, oh my God, oh my God.
How are you possibly turning this around on me? And then she's like, but wait, I did. And which is so sick because I'm like, that's why. And I don't think this was the actual point, but in my mind, I was like, they're trying to show us what a true, like, this is sexual, physical, emotional abuse in every form of the way.
Yep.
And it is maybe not, like, it is in some ways, obviously, but I was like, this is just insane. And to see her going through this, I felt like I was experiencing it all with her.
I'm like, oh, well.
She did stay. Wait, why is he lying? Wait, how did he turn this around? And it's like you really...
That's when my indigestion was like in full-on effect. Like everything was just really angry. Like the most angry. Because I really wanted her to like bubble up and storm out of there. Just like, I wanted her to be fiery in these moments. Because sort of how she was at the gallery when... At the Broad when she was rejecting him. Like, ugh, ugh, ugh. Yeah. And he was, you know... doing everything he could to try and gain her attention. I was hoping to see that, Whitney, in these moments of, I hear what you're saying, and yet none of this is true, so I'm going to walk out of here because you're freaking nuts right now. Right. And I don't want to take any more of this. And it's, I feel like he won that conversation.
Yeah, he won that conversation.
He turned his back on her. He sat down. No goodbyes. I'm not taking you to the airport. See you later. And she was the one that was wrecked on the inside, like, I don't want to leave it like this.
Right. And that's, I think she said that because she was even falling into the trap. Like, wait, I wasn't going to do this to you.
Right.
You clearly are thinking something else because of what we were just talking about with my dad. But like, I'm not saying that because of that. I was asking you literally, why did you do this?
Yes.
But he quickly goes into defense mode and is like, wait, in his mind, he's like, this girl could come out against me.
Yep.
She could say all these things. So I need to go ahead and get ahead of this. And just say you're insane.
Bye bye.
You're lying. Ugh. Whatever. But he also makes sure to throw in the career jab.
Oh.
Like, well, this could really affect your career, hon. No.
I hated all of it.
Bad. I hated all of it. And then we go into this very
Whitney intense, had an episode.
Yeah. Very intense playing conversation with Audrey.
I commended her for getting up out of her seat.
Same.
And just even with the approach, I thought, go Whitney.
Yeah.
And then it took a turn where...
Yeah. So I'm very curious to know what all of y'all in chat thought about this part of the episode. Because for me, as a Noah supporter, it makes, you know...
98% Noah supporter.
Well, yes. But I'm saying, like, in the past...
Yeah.
It really makes you... She was very poignant in how she said everything, meaning Audrey was.
Yeah.
Because Whitney hit her with the hardest stuff you can be hit with.
Yep.
Did you even know he had kids? Did you think about how this is going to affect any other part of the family? Did you know that my mom's partner just died of
cancer?
Did you know that my grandfather was also... She hit her with the hardest stuff of why someone wouldn't want to say something. My question to you is, and I'm not meaning this in the way of, like, do you think she did this because of her book? So she says she comes forward because, you know, someone reached out to her and she realized that she had done all of this stuff just because of him, because he had made these comments to her. Do you think that's actually why she came forward? Or really, why do you think she decided to come forward? Because she's not saying that he, you know, tried to sleep with her. She's not saying any of that. She's basically saying the emotional abuse that he did to her caused her all of these lifelong issues or issues over many years.
So I think Whitney actually, in that back and forth, there was a lot of clarity in that conversation because Whitney did say, well, was your writing shit, you know? And she said, well, yeah, maybe it kind of was. So I think Whitney was putting it back in her face, having her call attention to the fact that you need to live in your own reality.
Mm-hmm.
So even if my father was confirming certain things and maybe he could have done it a little differently, this massive, you know, attack on him doesn't seem to fit what's going on. Although mm-hmm. at the same time, it's a great publicity story for your book that is coming out. So I think it's like two things, right? Mm-hmm. I think it's very important for women to speak out on things, right? Yeah. But I also think it's important to bring attention to the fact where I think it's good to be honest and say, okay, I wrote this book because I do feel like this man perhaps could have said some things differently to me. Mm-hmm. However, I also am now in a place where I can forgive this man because now, look, I'm able to see things differently and I'm a more empowered woman because of it. And I'm going to step away from this and I'm going to help other women.
Right.
But so maybe it's a matter of not completely annihilating the man, mm-hmm. right? So I think calling attention to his wrongdoings, mm-hmm. I think that is important, right? It's okay to tell someone, you should not have done that. Mm-hmm. That was not okay. But at the same time, I'm going to live in it and recognize that I'm a better woman for it or a stronger woman, and I'm going to help other women. Mm-hmm. So I think that's the piece that's missing from this, right? Mm-hmm. Because I think she could use this sort of platform that she's built for herself and do a little bit of right on that front, right? Right. He didn't totally, it sounded like there were many men in her life before Noah mm-hmm. that had also kind of socked her in the face, so if you will. Him? Not literally, right? So it sounded like, for whatever reason, it's all coming to this guy. Mm-hmm. And I think there needs to be a bit more attention on the fact this is a big picture thing. And yeah, I'm using him as a target, yeah. but okay, I can soften this a bit. Right. I don't know.
She's back again because you just made me feel better about it. Oh, congrats.
Oh, okay, good.
What? For you? Oh, okay. She's like, okay, my job is done. Okay. No, I totally agree because I think, well, what you said at the beginning when you said, like, why is she, you know, it's not like what she's saying isn't true. But she is making it out to be like he did so much more to her than he actually did. So, like, why is it to this level of annihilation on Noah? Obviously, it has some stuff to do with because this is your book and because of whatever. And maybe he did have more of an impact on her when he said these things to her because she did have this, like, holier-than-thou view of him.
Right.
And then he did not live up to that, which often happens. She admits that she wanted to sleep with him, and she admits that he did not want to sleep with her. So maybe that has something to do with
sure.
it. So it just, you know, of course, maybe because he was this person to her and she always wanted to study with him and she looked up to him, and then he made these terrible, terrible comments, which we can absolutely admit. It's like, that's worth, you know, if he made you feel some kind of way, you say that and you talk about that and you never hide your truth. And that's what she made the best point about to Whitney. But I do wonder, like, it's just, to me, it seems like the fact that she is focusing all of this on him and absolutely using it for her book just isn't fair.
Right.
But she did make some great points that, like, I feel like everybody should listen to, because how she said, like, we find ourselves protecting these men's egos
sure.
for so long. And, like,
right.
why are we doing that? We're worried about, you know, I had to think for months or years or whatever. I shouldn't say this because of this. I shouldn't say this. She's like, when he just so carelessly said these things to me that literally ruined me for years. I dropped the class. I didn't do this. And so she's right. And Noah has obviously said some of the worst possible things, and he needs to learn from that and whatever. But speaking in relative terms to this, I'm like, it just isn't, you know, she's not wrong, but it's just like, why just him?
Especially, I think, with the platform that she has, there's a way to deliver these messages so that it can affect someone that has said these things, right? It could do something more than just completely annihilate them as human beings, right?
Like, yeah.
You said a lot of bad things. You need to own that you said bad things. But also, I'm going to own the fact that I've grown from that, and I thank you for leading me to today.
Exactly. Wrapping up the episode, they have this moment where everyone shows up at Whitney's house. And
that was funny, actually.
I know. I loved the moment between her and Colin.
Yes.
And I was like, Colin, you just won me over, because he shows her this portrait that he's been painting of
that
her.
That got me.
And where he's like, because we've all been like, oh, she's doing it for a green card. He's doing it for his green
card.
He
really pounced back on that one.
And when he's like, are you kidding me? I hate it here. I would love to go home, but I'm doing this for you, so I can't. I was like, tell her, Colin.
I thought he was getting a piece of luggage out of the closet.
I
was not expecting.
And then that amazing portrait. Like,
I got chills.
It was
insane.
It was one of my favorite parts of the show, for sure. But everybody shows up because they're wondering about her because the fires. And this is where she says that this is just ripped me, and I'm curious to know if it ripped everybody else like it did me, but she's like, I believe them. And she's like, how dare you, Helen? You always, you know, you couldn't live without him. I needed you to stand up for me and say, I hate him. He's awful. I rebuke thee, because so I wouldn't go out and look for this man. And it's like, if she's saying, you know, that's his daughter. And that's one of the most important things about this type of situation is what it does to other people and how it affects her. And she did go looking for someone in Furcat. And then when, you know, obviously she says she believes the women, and then just is like, I've seen you. You look at women like they're prey. And she goes back to that party where we know that Noah was in the hot tub. And then, like, I don't remember exactly if he touched her, like, touched her shoulder, or if he bumped into her, but turns around and it's him. And it was would have been an awful moment.
Oh, yeah. I don't recall either if he was doing something worse or not. But, yeah. I mean, the whole thing is just bad. It's just, it's real... Ucky.
That's where I think if they where do we go from here? Because of
I really think they needed to get us to this point of uckiness, because this is the only way we can then come into some form of redemption, right? Yeah. So we need to get to the worst possible. I really do feel. I mean, we've been in so many worst possible situations, so it's like, where are we in that ladder? I don't know.
Yeah.
But I really, this is a pretty end of the spectrum place of terribleness.
Yeah.
So there's only up from here, right?
I hope it's only up from here. That would be wonderful. We ran out of time because we were talking so much about this crazy episode, so we don't have time for predictions, but definitely let us know what you predict for the rest of the season in the comments on Twitter, Instagram. Reach out to us everywhere because we love reading them and interacting with y'all. Until then, or until next week, y'all can find me everywhere at April Wisson Hant.
You can find me everywhere at The Allison Dean. Two episodes left. Oh my God.
You can find us everywhere, all at AfterBuzz TV. Remember to leave a thumbs up, 5 stars, comment. We definitely want to know what y'all have to think, and we will see y'all next Sunday.
Our founder, Kevin Undergaro, and me, Maria Menounos, would like to thank you for tuning in to AfterBuzz TV. Remember, we're not just the first, we're the biggest in the world, and we're the only destination for all your favorite TV shows. Whatever you crave, we've got it. So go to AfterBuzzTV.com and check out our lineup. Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.